You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We continue along this morning talking arts. We just finished with Kim Leone talking about the Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble. And we welcome back this morning to the program Amy Bain with the Fredericksburg Literary and Art Review. We have talked about this a number of times. Amy, good to have you back this morning.
Hi, good to be here.
And, of course, Sue Henderson continues to hang around. And, by the way, if you want to get in touch with Sue and her her media empire, Focus by Henderson.com.
Media empire, I like it. I might put it on our business card.
Yes, you can do that. Focus by Henderson.com is how you get a hold of Sue. Amy, we've talked about this as you kind of before, and now it continues to grow.
Yes.
Just give people a little background about what you do with the Fredericksburg Literary and Art Review.
Sure. So it's a submittable magazine. I publish it twice a year. And we started last fall with its new look, new design. It was originally sort of a blog submittable through Water Street Gallery. And that is no longer in existence. The ladies that ran Water Street are all running their own shops around town now. So the magazine is one where people can submit to two panels, a writing, a literary, and an art panel. And the panels are made up of regional artists and writers who have some expertise in those areas. And they choose the pieces anonymously. And then in addition to that, I also interview people as featured artists and writers to go in as articles in the magazine. So we have art and literature from all over the world, really. A lot of it is national and regional, but we do have some pieces this time from Germany and Canada. And then there are the pieces on featured artists that I do and writers.
When you're going through, you and the... When the panel is going through, what are some of the things, both ends, whether it's art or the writing part of it, that you look for?
I think that as far as on both panels, they're looking for strong samples, strong pieces, and they're able to choose those because of their expertise. A lot of them have, formal training in the arts and literature, mm-hmm. or they're working and have worked in literary venues or art venues for a long time. And so they have an eye for the kind of details that we're looking for. We look for things that are original and unique that have not been seen elsewhere. And we also look for, in the writing, things that are strong, maybe not so sentimental. A lot of people like to write sentimental pieces, but that's something we tend to steer away from. And things that are just going to make an impact, when people read them and people connect to them.
I'm guessing that this is kind of like this when you submit it and you either make it or you don't. Do you offer any feedback to anybody on why they didn't make it?
I wish that I had time to do that. And I know that my panels, if they had time, they would do that. But just for the setup of this particular magazine, I have another full-time job. The people on my panels are doing this, because they think it's a great opportunity and they want to be a part of it. But all of us are working other jobs.
Difficult. 300 pages or so, 250 pages?
This one is, 258.
Yeah, so it's really a lot of material, and that's what's accepted in. So I'm going to guess just, mm-hmm. Amy, that, you've got three times more at least of what you're reviewing to do in this.
It's been pretty consistent across the different editions. We accept about a third of what comes in.
Is this the one that is down? Did it just come out?
No, it'll be out about mid-November.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I thought we were around the time. Is this the third edition?
This is the third edition, and then over the summer I put together a compilation version of the blog post. I pulled them offline and made a, in the same format. I just wanted them all to be consistent. So we have four magazines out there. After this one comes out, it'll be the fourth one.
Well, this is we talked, Sue, in the last segment, and we're talking just about what was happening in theater. This is to have something like this in our community. is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before with Amy, but, you know, there have always been sort of writers groups and maybe, you know, out of some libraries or meeting, you know, in coffee shops and things like that, that but I don't know of anything that formally pulls together all this type in this context, ever having been here. If so, it would have been, you know, a couple decades at least ago, some time ago. Maybe there was back in another era, but, you know, this is unique in that regard. And, of course, you can go all over town and see art hanging on gallery walls and restaurant walls. Some of these pieces are different from that. Like she said, she's looking for unique and original pieces. And of course, there have been people who have printed compilations of poetry, and Claudia Emerson was up at the university, you know. So, but to put them all in a context of, you know, of both the literary and the art and unique and, you know, interspersed poetry and things. It's very unique, and I find it very refreshing. I mean, I've certainly have seen the previous editions, but I'm thrilled to have been accepted in a writing category in the, in the most recent one coming up.
She's got a piece
but it's easy read. They're segmented. It's not like sitting down with a novel either. You know, you can just read a page if that's all the time you have today. You know, you can go in and out of it.
Yeah, and the artwork in the magazine really does make it quite unique. I think, you know, it's almost a coffee table book, the quality of the pages where the printing comes from. It's a print-on-demand service, but very high-quality pages. I mean, you know, this is something that you could have out for people to look at. One of our goals, too, for the magazine is, you know, outreach, because it is a submittable. So we have people from all over the country and all over the world now looking at regional artists and regional writing, because, you know, they're submitting and then they take it back to where they are.
Right.
I mean, you know, some of the places that I had submissions from this time, New York, Philadelphia, California, Florida, Washington, Maine, Minnesota, you know, just to name a few, Germany, Canada. So, and that's in addition to all our regional pieces. So,
yeah, well, that's exciting. Word now is filtering out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does that? Well, Sue.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You got. You know, you're in this edition. What did you write about?
I particularly enjoy writing about my travels and travelogues.
Okay.
And so I submitted a story on that, and I'm not going to give it all away, but it was a story from the road up in British Columbia on a recent trip.
Okay. So you're
I'm playing coy. You have to see the magazine when it comes out.
Is this the first time you've made Amy's magazine?
I had a painting in it back in the spring. I had one of my paintings in it. And, you know, it's one of those things that I think a lot of artists will trip across, too, and are just starting to learn about. So I'm sure that she's going to start getting more and more people applying just because more and more people are learning about it over time and, you know, and want to be in it. But
see, when I talked about your growing media empire, I wasn't too far off.
Well, this is about Amy's media empire, but the cool thing that she does too in this is it's not just all submittables. Then it's interspersed with feature articles. And who do you have this month?
I have 18 feature articles this month. This time, we've got, just to name a few here. I've got Bill Harris. He's got the cover art on the front. And so he was a featured artist. Kristen Green, who wrote Something Must Be Done About Prince Edward County. That was a New York Times bestseller. She lives in Richmond. Sime Yates, who's a Chinese brushstroke watercolorist. Jim Hall is a local journalist who wrote The Last Lynching in Northern Virginia. We've got Sarah Lapp, who's an abstract and mixed media artist over at Liberty Town. A woman that I knew and who was doing something kind of interesting, Vicky Jasparo, she's a blogger. She hiked the Te Araroa Trail in New Zealand, the entire trail. And she was doing it because she was following her heart. She had gone through sort of a workshop where she learned how to follow her heart. And so this is a really interesting story. I'm interspersing some of her blog entries with the interview that I did with her and some of her gorgeous photography from the trail. Lori McCown, who is a fiber artist in town, fabulous fiber artist. I don't know if you've ever seen her work, but she's fantastic. Suzanne Kokel, who's an editor-in-chief at Broad Street Magazine in Richmond. She's another one of our features. a friend of mine, Alaha Arar, she was a UMW grad who was a international youth poet. And now she works with the Afghan Women's Writing Project. She's a human rights activist.
It's all these
poet.
Really interesting yeah. people around here
Very
and
diverse.
Interesting things that don't get the credit or publicity maybe that they need. They're just plugging away at their craft in a really high quality way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you take a really high quality thing like the Literary Review and you focus on them just for this short little period of time and give them a chance to talk about their medium and what they do. It's Wait, really cool.
A lot goes into this, Amy. I mean, you're spending a lot of time putting this
together. It's a lot of time. It's a labor of love for sure. I mean, I couldn't do it without my panels. I started last fall with two people on the art panel and three on the literary panel, and now I have five on each. I've got five literary people from the area. We've got Michaela Di, who's a blogger and a fiction writer, Christina Ferber, who's an educator writer. We've got Jim Gaines, the president of Riverside Writers of Fredericksburg. Mia Jackson is a poet. Shaylee Lesser is an editor, a younger woman who is just a recent grad, but she was an editor on the VCU, one of the VCU publications. And our art panel, Joelle Kathleen, who's a local artist. People know her. She was featured in our spring edition. We've got Ruth Golden, who's a photographer. Alex Harvell, who's a kind of a change maker in the area. He's known for his dance. He's a fabulous dancer, but he's a community builder. He has a business, Free by Running. Maddie Huddle works down at Pawn Shop. She's an artist. And Christopher Thomas Limbrick is a contemporary abstract fine artist and photographer living in Richmond. He's one of the Limbrick family. I don't know, Joan Limbrick. And,
oh, yeah.
Cameron
yeah.
Limbrick.
Boy, this, as we've talked, as I've known you now for a few years and mm-hmm. you've come in and talked about things, this is really seems like it's kind of taking off and going in the direction
yeah.
that you had hoped when you started talking about this.
Definitely, definitely. And we have supporters and we have, people can donate to the magazine to help support it. So we have people that we really love that help us do that. And then, just it's getting a larger audience and people are learning about it. And I'm
How
really
do people
about it.
Find it when it comes out in the middle of November?
Okay, so if you follow our Facebook page is at Fred Lit Art Review, or you can just search Fredericksburg Literary and Art Review. On that page, there will be links, and it is free to look at online. I think if you ever saw a published version of it in the actual physical format, you would say, I'd really like to have that.
Yeah.
But, one of the goals was to have it available to everybody, so it is free online to look at.
Mm-hmm. And this sounds like – but there's a lot of stuff online that, mm-hmm. that you're always being kind of bombarded with, but this mm-hmm. this is something really – local/regional
yeah.
that's got a lot of appeal.
So what we've done is downloaded it more like a book. We treat it more like a book. So something you can go back and read, mm-hmm. and put it on your Kindle or put it on your iPad or something like that and read it like that. Don't try to sit down and read the entire 250 right. pages, 260 pages. You'd just be crazy. But the yeah. hard copy is so beautiful.
Yeah,
when you actually hold it in your hands, it's like, oh.
I don't think I've ever nice. Seen one. It yeah. seems like the kind of thing that would have kind of the glossy, mm-hmm. nice pages.
Yeah, the pages are quite thick and it's, the color is vibrant. And so if you go online to FredericksburgWriters.com, you can see some photographs of the physical copies, so people could see what they look like. They are quite expensive because they're still print on demand, but everyone that I know that's purchased them has said they're well worth it, and I believe they're well worth it. But if you yeah. if you can't afford it, it is free to look at online on a platform that allows you to look at it as if it's a magazine with a spread. So mm-hmm. it's nice to look at there as well.
So your next you've got mid-November. This will come out. When will the next one be?
May. May of 2017. I'm already setting that one up. So, I've got panel people picked out and I've got a couple of the features picked out for that one. So,
and if someone's interested in doing what Sue did and submit either written or art, be thinking of that. This is this is the kind of thing you don't want to do last minute.
Right. So my window usually lasts about 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks. And the next one will be 1st of February. Yeah, 2017.
So. The deadline will end up being the first.
No, that's the opening. And then about the first or second.
So you have
week
time.
Of March,
see, it's going to be winter in January. Yeah, you're going to be done with the holidays. You have some time to do some writing and make some art and think about some things. That's even right. You, Ted, even you should submit something. I know you write.
I might.
You
I
should.
Might. Mm-hmm. Again, it's you said FredericksburgWriters.com is the website.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can find out all kinds of information. And whether it's art that you do or writing, it's just a great platform to get out there and you know, see what happens.
Yeah. Our goal is to promote regional art and also, you know, to connect us to other people around the nation and world that are doing the same things. And so,
and it's working.
That's pretty much the only goal here. So.
Are a community this size to have something like this, is this kind of rare, or are these kind of things here and there around?
I believe communities of this size do have these type of you know, platforms for people to submit to. I've been a frequent reader of other platforms like this. So,
okay, that gave you the idea that we needed one here?
Yeah, I've always been interested in literary arts and art. And I've been interested in publications since I was in high school a long time ago. So, you know, I thought, what the hell?
Not just for school.
No.
You know, like a lot of us just do it when we're in school.
This is the adult version.
Yeah, it's the adult version. But a lot of us do it in school and then let those skills go away and tend to only write when we have to for a business reason or something, you know. And this is a great way to stretch your creativity without, you know, too much physical exertion, all mental.
Yeah.
It is the Fredericksburg Literary and Art Review. It will you can get it and see it mid-November. And if you want to find out more and get involved in participating yourself, FredericksburgWriters.com is a good place to start. FredericksburgWriters.com. Sue Henderson here, FocusedByHenderson.com. Also, Amy Bain here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the last time I think you were in, Amy. We talked about the Independent Book Festival.
Yeah, it went really well.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Great.
I have heard just fabulous things about that. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Stafford County invites you to tour around your own hometown.
It is the Grapes and Grain Trail Holiday Spirits Festival. It's November 5th. Stan Johnson, this is a must-go-to event.
This is a great event for the holiday season. It allows people to come in, taste and see the activities that are going on with the local wineries, breweries in the area. Also see a lot of vendors and get your Christmas shopping done. This is it's from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. on November 5th. Tickets will be available at grapesandgrainstrail.com. It's an $18 in advance and $20 at the door. Also free to designated drivers and those under 21. We'll have live music, distillery tours, giveaways, holiday shopping, as I mentioned. Santa Claus will be there, and a lot of food vendors.
The event itself is at the Smith Bowman Distillery, right?
That's correct.
Stafford Tourism is a proud sponsor of Town Talk. To find out details on a wide variety of great local events, visit TourStaffordVA.com.
Right now, people just like you are making the choice to be healthier in the new year, and that's a great choice. But now comes the choice of choosing a gym. Don't join one. That's right. Don't join a gym. Join a family. Join the Rappahannock YMCA. Here's Marketing Director Devlin Richards to tell you more.
Sure. We have weights, bikes, pools, and a wide variety of classes. But your local YMCA is different. No one has a team that cares about you and your family in desperate times like our staff does. We even have special programs and services for cancer care, diabetes, and Parkinson's patients. And for the kids, the YMCA is unmatched in preschool and after-school care, summer camps, and it's leading the way in eliminating childhood obesity in our region. Stop in and tour one of our four locations and see how the YMCA makes a difference in our community and can make a difference in your family, too. So don't join just a gym. Join our family at the Rappahannock Area YMCA on Butler Road, Smith Station Road, Kings Highway in King George, and now in Caroline County. The Y. We're more than a gym. We're family.
Did you know that all young men must register with the Selective Service System within 30 days of their 18th birthday? It's a good thing to know because those who don't register aren't eligible for student aid, federal jobs, or job training programs. They also can't obtain a driver's license in most states. But another good thing to know is how simple it is to register. Just visit sss.gov on your computer or smartphone. It only takes about 30 seconds. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law.
The world men's record for the fastest registration with the Selective Service System remains under dispute. 18-year-old Dwayne G. of Cleveland claims to have registered online in a lightning-fast 18 seconds. But Ernesto Q. from L.A. says he beat that time by a full tenth of a second on his smartphone with one hand tied behind his back. This may take a while to settle. In the meantime, guys turning 18, visit SSS.gov and see how fast you can register. It's quick. It's easy. It's the law.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is our talk about art in the area this morning. Sue Henderson and Kim Leone were here in the first half hour as we talked about the Fredericksburg Theater Ensemble. Amy Bain here now with the Fredericksburg Literary and Art Review. We just talked about that. We'll give you, again, that website if you want to get involved with that. But real quick before we get out of here today, Amy, is the last time you were here, I think we were talking about the previewing the book festival, the independent book festival that you had done at the Riverfront Park. I heard from people that it was just a fabulous success.
It was. It was. We were very happy. You know, James Knoll and Chris Jones and I put that together, and now we are planning the second one for next year. And we are looking to expand more spaces for authors, different type of setup for the interviews with our speakers. So we already have plans going, and we're very excited to bring that back next year. We did. I think everyone had a really good time, and we had a lot of good feedback from the authors and the artists that were there. You know, people said that, you know, some people sold out of their books while they were there. Other people just got to make, you know, good connections and networking. I think that was what most people were talking about the most, is, you know, that the network connections that they were able to make, you know, networking and just talking their craft, you know, with people that came by. And that's what authors like to do. And also your book arts, the book artists that were there, you know, just talking about how they do what they do.
Well, between this and the Fredericksburg Literary Art Review, I mean, you've got a lot of stuff where people can get out there and do that. That's what the great thing. FredericksburgWriters.com if you want to find out more about the Fredericksburg Literary and Art Review.
And the Fredericksburg Independent Book Festival is also on Facebook. So if you, both of them are. So you can join both pages and find out all the latest on both.
Thanks for listening.
Out of time. Thank you, Amy. See you soon.
News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.